we're obviously moving in a different direction, and I think we need to continue to explore solar, wind, nuclear, other alternatives that are clean, that are efficient, that produce power. We've got to have power, we know that, but continuing to rely on foreign oil and coal, I don't think is in the best interest of our state or our country.
Susan Glickman is a consultant for the Natural Resources Defense Council and the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. She said the decision by the Taylor Energy Center to stop the coal project was because they saw that new coal power plants might be a tough sell to Floridians.
The governor let everyone know that Taylor Energy Center has suspended their permitting activities. They had plans to build a pulverized coal plant in Perry, Florida, and this follows a similar outcome recently when Florida Power and Light coal plant proposal was denied by the Florida Public Service Commission, and essentially seeing the writing on the wall, the Taylor Energy Center partners have pulled that proposal.
Glickman said that today's announcement, coupled with next week's Florida Climate Change Summit in Miami, means that the state might be heading toward a clean energy future.
Today really marks a new day for Florida as it embarks on getting on a clean energy path, and the governor's leadership is what has been instrumental in moving past these coal proposals, and it opens a door for Florida to take really bold steps, and the beginning of that is going to happen at the governor's climate summit, which is coming up next week.
Tampa Electric Company spokesperson Laura Duda doesn't see today's announcement by Governor Crist as the death of coal in Florida. She cited Crist's recent support for integrated coal gasification combined cycle, or IGCC, technology.
Well, we're encouraged by the governor signing the advanced cost recovery bill for IGCC technology, which is a clean coal technology that we're proposing for our next baseload unit. So that has been successful, and we're proceeding.